That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store talking on the telephone. Listen.
No, Mom, I ain't heard a word from him. No, he never told me where he's going. Why, sometime Friday night, I reckon. He never showed up here Saturday and all. No, he ain't home. I've been over there three times today. Yes, Mom. Just a minute, Sister Simpson. Come in. Oh, come in, Grandpap. I'll be done here in just a minute.
Yeah, go ahead, Abner. I never wanted nothing, no way.
Hello? Well, if I hear anything, Sister Simpson, I'll call you. All right. Not at all. Goodbye.
I see you got your screen door up, pal.
Yeah, Lon's been pestering me for weeks to put that thing up, and I decided while he's gone, I'd surprise him with it and have it up when he got back.
Keep it up all winter and don't put it up through the summer.
Well, I'll finally get around to it, Grandpap. I have a lot to do here without putting up screen doors all the time.
Have you heard from Lum yet?
No, not a word. That's what Sister Simpson's just calling about.
It looks awful spacious to me, Abner. Awful spacious.
What do you mean, spacious?
Why, Lum leaving that away and not telling nobody where he's going.
Well, I don't see nothing unusual about that. Lum ought to be old enough to go and come when he pleases without telling everybody in town where he's at.
Well, I was just talking to a bunch of the boys down there at the barber shop. We don't like the looks of it one bit, Abner.
Don't like the looks of it?
You know, everybody was awful disappointed Thursday when it turned out there weren't nothing in that box but that envelope.
Well, I was, too.
Yeah, but he's causing a right smarter talk.
Talk?
Yes, sir. It looks sort of strange that Uncle Winston would go to all the trouble to lock that little box up in an iron chest that way and hide it up in the gable of his house when there weren't a thing in it.
Well, there was something in it. That piece of paper, that writing on it.
Yeah, that's the part right there that's got us all to wondering. The writing on that piece of paper looked a terrible lot like Lum's handwriting.
Huh?
Well, this to come right out flat-footed. But Mose Moots and some of the boys is a little suspicious of Lum.
Grandpap, what in the name of common sense are you driving at?
Well, I mean Lum had that box in his possession all this time, and he was the only one that had the key to it.
Yeah?
He could open it any time he had a mind to without any of the rest of us knowing anything about it.
Why, sure, he could open it all right.
Well, what was to keep a fella from opening it up and taking whatever there was in there out and keeping it for himself, and then putting that envelope in there instead?
Why, sure they could. Who do you think done it?
Why, they ain't but one feller that could have did it. That's Lum. Lum Eddards himself.
Wait just a minute now. You mean you're accusing Lum of stealing whatever was in that box and just putting that envelope in there to throw him off from the track?
No, I ain't accusing him. I'm just telling you what everybody's talking.
Oh, my goodness alive.
It just stands to reason, Abner. Lum seen there was going to be so many Hempstead heirs, they wouldn't be
able to... Wait a minute, Grandpap. Don't be talking about it. Here comes Squire Skin. Don't say nothing from him. He'll spread it all over town.
He don't have to spread it. It's done spread. Everybody in town feels the same way about it.
Why, you know Lum better than that, Grandpap. There never was an honester man ever lived than Lum Eddards.
Well, I've always thought that myself, yes. But there's been some awful good men let temptations get the best of them.
Oh, prattle.
If Lum opened that box and found it was full of diamonds or gold or pearls or something like that, it'd be awful hard for him not to take them.
Well, be quiet. Come in, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Yes, have you heard anything from Lum yet, Abner?
No, not a word.
Just asking the same thing myself, Squire.
Well, it's beginning to look as though my suspicions were well-founded. I said Friday afternoon when he never showed up that he'd skipped the country. Now, there's no doubt in my mind about it.
Don't you think he's coming back at all, Squire?
No, I'm afraid the only way we'll see Lum again is to catch him and bring him back here.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. You fellas ought to be shamed to death. Accusing Lum of such a thing as that. Supposed to be friends of his. I'll start with such reports as this about him.
Well, you've got to look facts right square in the face, Abner.
Yes, I haven't got any use for a thief, regardless of who he is, Abner.
Well, now, you better wait till you find out for sure before you say such as that, Squire.
Well, I'm not alone in the way I feel about it. Every one of the heirs feel the same way about it, Abner. Naturally, you being a business partner of his, you'd be a little hesitant about believing it. But I wouldn't be taking sides with him, Abner. Somebody might get the notion that you were in with him on it.
Yeah, they might, Abner. Squire's just right about that.
Well, I don't care what they think. I know Lum never stole nothing from nobody. It ain't his fault there weren't nothing in that box. The whole passel of you got mad at him Thursday because there weren't nothing in that box but that envelope.
Yes, that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. How in the world he could expect to get by with it, I don't know. Pull that piece of paper out of that envelope there. He couldn't read it, nobody else could.
Well, right there, that proves you're wrong. If he was the one that put that envelope in there, you know he could read the writing if he wrote it himself.
Well, yes, he could have read it if there'd been anything there to read. All it was just a bunch of figures and letters that didn't have any meaning. No, right there's where Lom slipped up, Abner. I guess he just couldn't think of anything to put on the note, so he just put down a bunch of figures and letters that he knew nobody ever heard of before and knew that they couldn't make any sense out of them.
Well, I know I couldn't make no sense out of it.
Of course not.
Of course, it might be some kind of a code, and we just couldn't figure out what it was.
No, it wasn't any code, Grandpap. It was just a blundering attempt to fraud the rest of the heirs out of their share of whatever valuable was in that box. And I, for one, intend to have my part of it.
That's the time, Squire.
Yes, sir. I'll see that Lom's caught and brought to justice if it takes the rest of my life to do it. I should have known all along that something was wrong. Tried my best to get him to turn that box and the key over to me, and he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's right. You did, Squire. I can see now why he wouldn't let you have it, too.
Why, yes, more likely he had this whole thing planned from the very beginning. And what a poor way of handling it. Why, I had a dozen, or I could have thought of a dozen schemes that would have worked better than that. Well, anybody else could, for that matter. Easiest thing in the world would have been to have a fake holdup. All he'd have to do is just claim he'd been held up and the box and the key was taken away from him. Nobody could ever prove any difference if he'd handled it right.
Yeah, it's a wonder he never thought of that.
Why, sure, he could have told everybody he was held up right there in that little patch of woods this side of my place. That's what I had in my... one way of working it.
Well, if I think if we ever catch him, we can make him admit that he done it, too.
Well, that's just the trouble, Grandpap. We'll catch him, but it's going to be hard. We let him get too much of a start. No telling where he is by this time.
Well, here, let's do something, even if we do it wrong. We never will catch him just sitting around here jawing about it.
Yes, we ought to get busy. Now, I think the thing to do is for a party of us to go into the county seat this very afternoon and swear out a warrant for Lum's arrest.
Well, Mose Moots will go, I know that. Mose and Ezra Thestrung.
Yes, well, I agree with you, Grandpap. We've dilly-daddled too long now. I'll get Ezra on the phone right now, and we'll start organizing a party to go to the county seat.
Yes, sir, you can count me in, Squire.
Well, you needn't ask me, for I'm a guinea. I think the whole bunch of you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Special you, Grandpap.
Well, I'm a pigeon-toed heir, ain't I? I'm just protecting my rights.
You're just a... Now, Squire, wait just a minute. Now, don't rush into this. Wait just a little while.
We've waited too long as it is.
You hush up, you old belly goat. Squire, if you'll just give Lum a little more time, he'll be back. I know he will. I'll stand good for him.
Yeah, who's going to stand good for you?
Now, I'm sorry, Abner, but this thing... just a minute. Hello, Ezra. This is M.K., yes, I'm over here at the Jotham Downs store. I came over to see if Abner had heard anything from Lum. Of course not. And I don't believe he's liable to either. Yes, I know it is, but what else is there to think?
No doubts about it. He flew the seven-legged coop.
Well, I think what we better do is get a little group together and go into the county seat and swear out a warrant for Lum's arrest. You want to go with us, won't you? Well, the sooner the better.
Doggies, there must be something I can do.
You can help us track the critter down, that's what you...
All right, Ezra, I'll get the others and we'll leave right away. All right, goodbye.
Ezra's going, ain't he?
Yes, of course he is.
Good for him.
Now, I better call a couple more. I don't want to have any trouble getting this warrant for lack of witnesses, you know.
Yeah. Now, doggies, you fellas can't do this now.
See, we got you and me and Ezra, or to have one other important citizen to go along, too.
Yes, we should have another.
Keep the delegation high class as we can.
Yes, that's what we got to do. Get everybody here in town.
Howdy, fellas. What's going on here?
What, Lum?
All right, Jiminy, you're just in time to help us.
Yeah, he'll join up with us, Squire. Won't you, Long?
Yeah, wait a minute, Grandpap.
Yeah, wait a minute. Join up with you for what?
I'll tell you what, Furlong. They're getting up a bunch of fellas to go into the county seat and swear out a warrant for your arrest.
Oh, my dear. What was I saying? Here, Squire, grab him. Don't let him get away. You hold him. I'll go get the law.
Grandpap, let go of me. What in the world are you talking about? Arrest me for what?
They claim you stole whatever's in that box and put that paper in there to cover up, Lom. And when you was gone so long, they said you'd skip town.
Why, you suspicious varmint.
Well, I'm afraid you still have quite a bit of explaining to do, Lom.
Explaining?
Yes, explaining.
Well, grannies, I can sure do it. While the rest of you were sitting around here accusing me of stealing, I was clean up to the State University.
State University?
Yes, sir.
You sure picked a fine time to start back to school.
I weren't going to school. I went up there to see the head chemistry professor.
Chemistry professor? What's he got to do with this?
Just this. I taken that paper all you doubting Thomases said I put in a box, took it up there and had the chemistry professor tell me what it said.
Is it any good, Lum?
I hope to tell you it is. That little piece of paper all you fellas thought was worthless just happens to be a secret formula. Worth, I don't know how many thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars?
Yes, sir. Now go ahead and arrest me.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. What is that secret formula for?
Wouldn't you fellas like to know?
Yes, we would. And I have a hunch that you would too, Lum.